This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big
dog. Well, Stephen Bannon got removed from the National Security Council because he doesn't want to back Al-Qaeda.
Change the lock on.
In Syria. I'm telling you, Rand Paul needs to be the top advisor and kind of the champion in the Senate for Trump. And he just needs to just work with Paul, and just Paul has the medical doctor level knowledge of how this works. I'm really impressed with Rand Paul after 4 years in the Senate. Not so much good on the campaign trail, but man, when he knows tactically the right thing to do, we need Rand Paul drafted into the White House. That could really turn this around. I'm just, for all the leftists and globalists that are hoping to see this country go down, you're crazy. I mean, you're just crazy. I mean, you want a bad economy, you want all these wars, you want to ally with Islam. I mean, what is your problem, man? But they got imprinted and trained to hate America. And I used to hear, like, leftists hated America, and I didn't believe it. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm going to take your calls in the next segment here. Great point from the last caller. You'll be on with us, and the next guest is going to be joining us, caller. She'll be popping in while Michael Schneider is on to break all this down. Nick in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Great. I just wanted to say you hit the nail on the head earlier when you were talking about they're never going to quit. And when you realize the reason why, and you realize why Trump is so powerful, is because he's actually acknowledged the power of Jesus Christ in our nation again. And these people are wicked, and they're just never going to stop, whether it's Trump, whether it's...
That's why they hate Russia now, and that's why they hate... You just hit it. It's God. We want to fix things, hit our knees before Christ, ask God for help, not the fake churches that are bought off and controlled, most of them. You're right. They hate Trump because he acknowledges Christ. They hate Russia because there's a Christian revival happening there. They hate Christians. It's a fact.
To say that we don't all sin. I mean, we're all grown folk who can really acknowledge, you know, little facts and true statements like that.
But we're tied into the real God, the God of life and everything good. And the enemy, look what they do. They're tied into evil. You're absolutely right. They hate us because they know our hearts are soft, that we love God. I can come off as really hard and hateful, but it's because I'm thinking about what they're doing to innocent people. And I do get over-revved and over-angry because it is real. But God judges the heart, doesn't he?
And I'll tell you what, Alex, watching you for many years and seeing you go through your changes and what God has done in your life, you know, personally, as I witness you, I pray power into your life, and I thank you for being out there in the front line and showing us, you know, what it is to struggle and actually keep going forward. And it wasn't actually until I was able to see Christ for myself in my relationship with my marriage, and then it got better. And the same thing in politics. If I get just as angry and bad as these people across the table from me, I ain't doing God any justice. I'm not bringing any glory.
Well, that's what I've been praying to God, is that I not get too angry, because they use it against me and they take it out of context. And we need to be strong and focused. And you're absolutely right. But, the evil is so out in the open now, Nick.
I do believe that it wasn't until I saw myself as someone I should invest something in, you know, through my Christ, but your supplements, actually, I heard you on earlier with Dr. Gru, and I start off with my biome defense, and then I take my brain force. The selenium was life-changing. I'm staring at the oxy. I still don't know what that does yet. The B12 is amazing. Your super male got me feeling young again. I don't even work out. I just came off a knee surgery, and your supplements have changed my life. My wife texted me the first day we got the supplements in, and she felt like an 18-year-old. She wanted to dance. They're real.
Well, I got to tell you, everything we promote is just missing link. A lot of it's really simple. A lot of it's really complex. But Israel, a big study's out, now knows massive birth defects, brain damage in their kids. So Israel cares about their people, and Israel's announcing a big push to get folks on iodine. Well, I hope they get people on good iodine. I don't care if it's people or Palestinians or Jews or Germans or whoever everybody is. Obviously, we want to make money to fund the operation, but we promote what's good. It's like this Vox article goes, they promote you need biome, you need stuff in your gut, good bacteria. and they make up a false crisis to sell it. Everybody, it's like almost 100% known that there's a gut crisis because of pesticides in the food killing your good bacteria and antibiotics, and then you've got to replace them. Everybody knows yogurt and stuff's important. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the boss. Or I can talk to the boss.
We will never surrender to the globalists. Great song right here. Never gonna figure this song.
How many times must I say I love you? Oh, you finally understand. Won't you be my woman?
Eric Clapton bringing his hand. What an incredible career from Cream right through all the things he's done. Amazing. Joining us until the bottom of the hour is Michael Schneider, and then we're going to air Pedophiles Rule the World special report from Paul Watson that only covers the confirmed mainstream news. World leaders murdering children, torturing them to death, devil worship, you name it. It's only part one in 10 reports. He's going to file just chronicling all the admissions and the convictions. And he says at the beginning of it, you know, Pizzagate has been discredited. No, not that they're using pizza code words. The media focused on one place. Some of us took the bait partially. Then they try to then have a referendum in the news saying pedophilia doesn't exist. Well, I picked up on it about 4 or 5 days into the story, pulled back from the beginning. MSM took that as a sign of weakness and said, oh, look, he's been retracting and pulling back. Yeah, because I don't lie about people on purpose. I don't have malice of forethought or intent to do harm of people that are innocent. If I can prove you're bad or done something, I'll come after you. But that's how Karl Rove used to set people up. Remember, he would have a big data mine of real news, but put disinfo in the middle of it. So that's coming up in about 35 after or so. Michael Schneider, of course, reaches millions of people a week. He has an amazing website, economiccollapseblog.com. He's got others. And he just takes all the news, all the intel, mainstream news, alternative news, legislation, video clips, and weaves them together so that you can get a picture of what's coming. And he's been laying out the trigger in the Middle East and Syria, the trigger in the South China Sea, the trigger where the Democrats trying to push COG, and that mainline analysts across the board are saying, this is how world wars start. And I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, former head of policy at the Treasury, part of the big fall of the Soviet Union, negotiated that, really smart guy, concurring that this is the most dangerous time ever for humanity. Rand Paul saying that. We've had so many others on breaking that down. This is such an incredible time with all of this. And then to see them trying to kill Trump's global recovery initiative when globalism is meant to make you poor. Well, true nationalism coming back will make everybody wealthier. It'll create competition. And not let the elites fix prices and, you know, lower wages. And to see the left cheerleading and Schumer, I'll play the clip in a moment, saying that Trump's like a, you know, idiotic 98-pound weakling before the Chinese. To see how un-American they are and to see them rooting for our fall, I wonder what's going on with some American people that buy into this. But here's the news. We know the polls are fake. They've always been 15, 20 points against Trump. So Trump is still very, very popular, but he is now faltering with the neocons he's put in and the military positions. I was hoping they just followed neocon orders. They're continuing all the neocon stuff now that this batch of generals got in. And they are just full steam ahead with rack and ruin, ladies and gentlemen. So here to talk about the nightmare scenarios, not to fearmonger, but to let the public know what's happening to turn this around, is Michael Schneider. Michael, wow, what a time to be alive.
Oh, definitely, Alex. And actually, I'm more alarmed now than I've been in well over a year of the situation, the global situation with Trump. We thought it was all going to be about domestic policy, about the economy. But instead, foreign policy is becoming front and center this week with the situation with North Korea, where CNN says the White House official said time has now run out on the North Korea nuclear program. And that they said all options are on the table. And this is a phrase that has been used repeatedly by members of the Trump administration. And basically what it is, it's a threat of war to North Korea, saying if you keep trying to get an ICBM, which could hit the United States, we are going to strike you militarily. So they are openly threatening North Korea with war. Of course, Trump is meeting with the president of China this week, right here at the end of this week. And China is going to try to buy some time because they don't want the U.S. to strike North Korea. But people need to understand this isn't like Afghanistan or Iraq or Libya. It's a totally different animal. Because North Korea, they've got the fourth largest military on the entire planet, and they've got nukes. They've got nuclear weapons, and they're not afraid to use them.
And they've got brainwashed fighters that we learned about in 1950 that will do whatever they're told and fight to the death.
They do. This is a society. They're absolutely obsessed with the destruction of the United States. It's one of the central pillars of their society. And so if we strike them, if we were to go to war, and Trump, you know, a lot of people are used to politicians making pledges and promises and threats that they never carry out. You know, like Obama, he would threaten other nations, but then actually never do anything. I believe that Donald Trump means what he says. And so when he says time has run out, all options are on the table, I believe that he's actually considering a military strike on North Korea.
Well, they've said they are. They've said they are. And top generals have said it may be the only option. And I understand even what they're saying. The issue is, why did our elites do this, A, and then B, how this goes down is they start fueling those rockets, put an A-bomb on there. We hit it. They then attack Seoul. Hundreds of thousands of troops pour across. They launch another missile at Seoul with an atomic weapon. Who knows? Then instantly, we respond with nukes. Boom, China comes in. You'll wake up dead. The hydrogen bombs will rain down at 2 a.m., 30 minutes after this starts, and you'll never even know what hit you.
Yeah, this could be the spark of World War III. And so people need to understand, because the instant we strike North Korea, they're going to start firing back. Now, they've got thousands of artillery pieces and rockets trained on South Korea.
100,000 artillery pieces.
Yeah, and they've got that one of the biggest stockpiles of chemical warheads on the entire planet. So even if somehow we got all their nukes, there would still be nerve gas warheads, hundreds in Seoul and other major South Korean cities, possibly even in Japan, Tokyo. And then if we don't get every single one of their nukes, they're going to start firing what they have left at U.S. military bases in Japan. Possibly, could you imagine a nuke hitting Tokyo or hitting Seoul? I mean, we're talking about an apocalyptic event. And plus, as you mentioned, instantly what would happen? We strike North Korea, they're going to launch an invasion of South Korea. And thousands upon thousands of troops are going to start pouring across the border, because North Korea has a vastly larger military than South Korea. The only way that South Korea could survive is if the U.S. intervene militarily on a massive scale with ground troops, and then, as you said, you know, nukes could get involved, China could come in.
And then just like the 1950s, the Chinese come in.
Yeah, just like the original Korean War, where we had won the Korean War, North Korea was defeated, but then Chinese troops started pouring across the border. Because China, they want China has an uneasy relationship with North Korea, but they want North Korea to survive. They like that North Korea is a thorn in the side of the United States. So China desperately does not want the U.S. to attack North Korea, and if we do attack them, our relationship with China is essentially over. It's going to be.
By the way, that's the good scenario. As you know, most analysts believe this will probably lead to a full-scale nuclear war within hours.
Yeah, and so that's the nightmare scenario. At a minimum, we could see millions of people die in either South Korea and Seoul, in Japan. And so at a minimum, we could see our relationships with South Korea and Japan, because they would blame us. If something goes bad and their cities start getting hit with nuclear or chemical weapons, nerve gas, they're going to blame us, and our relationship with Japan and South Korea could be damaged forever. But so, you know, I don't know that, you know, we can't let North Korea get ICBMs, which could threaten our mainland. But on the other hand, I don't see how an attack on North Korea could go well, how it could be done successfully.
Well, sure. The problem is they keep shooting missiles at Japan, threatening to nuke everybody. I mean, we have a right to respond, quite frankly. You point a gun at somebody and say, I'm going to blow your head off. Then you start shooting at the ground right by their foot like Japan. I mean, I expect Japan to start attacking, and they've got a formidable defense force. But expanding on that, then, Michael Schneider, the Economic Collapse blog, how does the economy come into all this? And then how does starting another war in the Middle East or going up against the Russians in Syria with this clear false flag that Ron Paul's talking about and that we broke yesterday? I mean, it just seems like madness.
It is madness, and I'm so alarmed that the Trump administration seems to be falling for this, because they tried it several times. The rebel forces in Syria tried this several times while Obama was in office, a false flag, a chemical attack against their own people to try to get the sympathy of the world, to try to draw the United States into the war in Syria. And Obama, you know, protested, but he never actually committed our forces there. But I guess they figured it was worth a try with Trump, and Trump appeared to be falling for it. And it deeply alarmed me when Trump got up in front of the press and he said, hey, for me, that crosses many, many lines. In fact, he said that goes beyond a red line. Well, at the same time, he's criticizing Obama for saying red line and then never actually doing anything.
I gotta tell you, he's got these generals in there. I just don't want my kids to die. And I get we've got to be strong to China. And I disagree with Roberts, where he's like, oh, China's not evil. Give me a break. China's completely out of control. Our elite have armed these people. They propped them up. They gave them all our jobs. That's why I hate our elite more than the Chinese communists. I'm just sick of it. Why create this world? I've studied everything they've done, and it's all self-serving crap for bigger mansions and then endangering the world. And then when these forces come together, the very people that put them into motion stand around like our heroes wanting the end of the planet so they can act like they've got the biggest, you know, wee-wees. I mean, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, these neocons are literally insane, and it's all about money and power and wealth and all the things you talked about. But people like McMaster, they seem to be becoming more prominent in the Trump administration. They're getting into his ear. He's surrounded by these generals, these hawks, these neocons all day long.
And they all jack each other up. They'll get each other up. You know, sir, we've got all these secret weapons and all this ready. It doesn't matter. If 2% of the Russian weapons get through to the Chinese, we're all dead. You can't do it. And all, oh, man, I'm so tired of it. I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
I'll just say this, then. If Trump's going to do it, he should just pre-strike him. I mean, that's the only chance we've got. If he's going to be psychotic, then hit him first, like Curtis LeMay said. Should have done this a long time ago, though. Should have done this in the 1950s, man. If we were going to destroy the Russians and the Chinese, should have been done then. And I'm not advocating that.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In our news media report a few months ago about what they call the Satan rocket, it's not called that in Russia, but it would destroy an entire surface area of Texas or France. We can put that on screen for TV viewers. And then while Michael Snyder's speaking, I'm going to go to your calls after he leaves us in a special report from Paul Watson. We're going to show you a Google Maps' own historic megaton test ranges and what even weapons in the 60s would do. But Russia unveils Satan II missile and that could wipe out France or Texas with the type of megaton weapons it carries. Multiple ones, by the way. And, of course, there's a lot more advanced stuff than that. They admitted the Air Force by the 90s developed antimatter bombs that would destroy, if they theoretically tested them, they would destroy most of the solar system. So what's the point of that? I don't know. But we're reaching that Atlantis moment, whether Atlantis existed or not. In the fable of Atlantis, the legend, they get some super technology that blows the whole island up. And Plato lived only, you know, a few thousand years after. He said no. He had the annals, the books about it. It happened. And some Atlanteans were on ships, you know, and came back to Greece. And Greece was probably founded by people with just fragments of the Atlantean memory. But whether that was real or not, folks, we're now at the Atlantis moment. Michael Snyder, you know, I don't know if you have kids. I have children, especially my little daughters. And I see this news, and I see how sweet they are, and it really makes me angry.
Yeah, I don't want war either, Alex. And that's why I'm so alarmed by what's happened this week. We already talked about how North Korea could potentially spark a war with China. Well, the situation with Syria, if it was just Syria, wouldn't be that big of a deal. And Trump could do whatever he wanted if it was just Syria. But the Russians are there. And the Russians are mixed in among the Syrian forces, and that they're at the Syrian air bases in particular. So if Trump, with his words and the members of his administration in recent days, they've kind of committed themselves to taking some sort of action in response to this false flag chemical attack, but they've kind of committed themselves. But if they do anything and the bombs start dropping and the Russians, their people are being killed, their forces under threat, are the Russians just going to sit there and do nothing, or are they going to respond? I believe the Russians would start responding. They would start shooting back. And so what happens if, okay, U.S. air warplanes go in, they start bombing, and then Russian missiles, the S-300, starts taking U.S. airplanes out. We start seeing F-16s fall out of the sky on CNN. What's that going to do to the anti-Russian hysteria in Washington that's already at Cold War heights? I mean, it's just going to be insane. But you know, the situation in Syria, and of course we've got Iran in Syria, we've got Hezbollah in Syria, and so if we go to war with Syria,
it's going to make the civil war even worse. If they can't dig out Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're going to have even more trouble digging out all the Iranians that are in there.
Yeah, and there's nothing to be gained in there. As Trump has been saying for so long, there's nothing to be gained for us to go into Syria.
And just so folks know, the Iranians, I'd say, what, five times better fighters, what military's told me, than the Al-Qaeda people?
Yeah, and so, you know, there's so much that could go wrong. We don't want a conflict with Iran. We don't even want a conflict with Hezbollah. They're pretty serious, but especially with Russia. Our relationship with Russia is already quite tenuous, and if we go in and dead bodies of Russian service members start showing up on Russian television, you know, the Russians are going to totally turn against Trump. Any hope
but
of
then
a
I turn on Fox, and they've got former generals going, what we need is Russian body bags. That'll teach them, which historically... That doesn't work with any powerful country. It's never worked with Russia. Like, you kill Russians, they're just going to crap their pants.
Yeah, Russia doesn't back down. Russia is not intimidated by anyone. The Russians historically are fighters. And so, you know, we had hoped that Trump coming in, we could have a better relationship with Russia. But this thing with Syria could actually make it far, far worse.
Well, he better listen to Rand Paul. I mean, isn't Rand Paul the hero of the moment? I mean, he's there saying, stop it, Trump. Do not do this. Do not back Al-Qaeda. We need the military, everybody, to start tweeting the photos again. I'm sorry, at Trump. You know, I will not back a Air Force a bombardment of Syria for Al-Qaeda, because that's Al-Qaeda / ISIS, same group. And, you know, here it is. We got to give the president the political support he needs to make the right decisions. So they're going to bully him and say he's for nerve-gassing little kids.
Yeah, my regard for Rand Paul has gone way up, not only because of this, but because of the Obamacare thing and everything else. So I'm so glad that he's standing up for the truth. But, you know, with the situation in Syria, it was started back in 2011. Arab Spring was going on.
Hillary.
And so Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State at the time, got together with Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
And she did. And then they blamed Trump. They're in the news today saying this is all his fault. What the? They blame Obamacare on him.
It's insane, but it was originally hatched by Hillary Clinton, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, and they were funding and supporting the rebels, trying to overthrow Assad, and so that was their plan all along, to take Syria from the Iranian axis of power and turn it into a full-fledged Sunni nation aligned with Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and so that's been the whole goal all along.
To Sunni-Shiite civil war.
Yeah, and at first it was working, but then in came Russia and Iran and Hezbollah, turned the tide of the war, and so now the rebels are about to lose, and the only way, the only thing that could turn the tide of the war is the intervention of the Western powers.
And this is what's crazy. Our military is in there knocking out Al-Qaeda and ISIS because Trump demanded that. He's not getting. The generals are there now, sir, this next move, because they followed his orders there. His next move is to basically bring down the whole country. Michael Schneider, theeconomicclassblog.com, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, you cannot hype this up enough, how dangerous this is. Coming up, Paul Watson's special report, your phone calls, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
We were on the march.
Alex Jones and the GCN
we're
Radio
stuck
Network.
Stuck in the mud right now, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't want to cover this whole pedophile subject because it makes my skin crawl, but mainstream news, judges, you name it, have come out and said, no, it's international rings of rich people doing horrible things. So, Michael Schneider, I appreciate you holding over just to give a quick comment on, just in general, the elites and what drives them from your deep research. What do you think is behind all this, this raw lust for power? It's beyond nihilism. It's like we must rule or we'll die trying and then selfishly destroy the planet.
Yeah, the elite feel like they're smarter than everyone else. And the elite feel like they were born to rule, that they have a right to rule, and that they know better than everyone else. Some of them actually consider themselves kind of benevolent dictators, that they know what the world should do, and so they're going to impose that. But and I believe that right now they're setting up Trump on multiple levels, not only for war, but here with the government, the whole government situation. You know, Alex, the Congress is about to go on a two-week recess in which, you know, who gets 2 weeks off for Easter? I guess Congress does. But when they come back, there's going to be 1 week that they have to avoid a government shutdown. And if they don't get something done, the government will shut down on April 29th. Now, can they get that done in a week? I don't think so, for multiple reasons. Planned Parenthood, dozens of other things that need to be
negotiated. The Democrats are totally obstructionists, like this new Trump thing to say, I'm going to work with Democrats. What?
Yeah, but the Democrats have no intention of it having. In fact, I think the Democrats actually want a government shutdown because it's going to make Trump and the Republicans look bad. So they're perfectly fine to just sit back and let the government shut down. And so Trump and the Republicans need to get together. But then the thing is, to get it through the Senate, they're going to need the Democrat help because the Democrats can.
They're too busy hunting for Ruskies when they're actually on the payroll. In 1 minute, what can citizens do?
Well, we need to continue to fight the information war like never before, particularly this thing with the war we've been talking about this past half hour. We need to scream bloody murder for Trump not to do this, because everyone in Washington...
Just like in 2013, we are not Al-Qaeda's Air Force.
Yeah, you know, when Obama was considering it in 2013, the public really screamed bloody murder. We don't want this. We don't want war with Syria. We need to do the same thing, but even louder, so Trump will hear us.
Michael Schneider, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
I know we got people holding, and if you can stay, we'll do it after the 17-minute report. I will sit here and take your calls and then hand the baton over. We got Joe and Jason and Herb and Jimmy and Howard and others. Just briefly, we need your prayers more than anything. And I don't say that like, oh, we're desperate. I just know that's where the real power is at, and we are under unprecedented incremental attack, but it's starting to really accelerate. Exponentially now, logarithmically, the orders of power every few weeks, and that's because we are effective, because our reach, despite all the censorship, is only intensifying as well right now. So it's a blessing and a curse. Please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We are running out of the current shipment of iodine. It's very hard to procure and get. They're trying to censor it. They're trying to shut us down. It's the very best iodine out there. It is, again, the X2 Survival Shield. Also, Caveman with the turmeric and the bone broth, really, really concentrated formula, is here. It's chocolate flavored. It tastes really bad without the chocolate in it. People wanted a flavorless. We tried it. It's got a little bit of cocoa in there. Amazing. Does so many good things. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we've got a coupon code going out in the free newsletter today at InfoWars.com/newsletter to sign up for free for 25% off the X2 and some other products, 33% off right now on Caveman, just in the main store, and so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And you got Vox Demonizing, that we sell anti-yeast, anti-fungals, anti-candida, just all sorts of great products like the Biome Defense Probiotic. They claim there's nobody sells probiotics. They just don't exist. We're insane when we sell what I believe is the very best out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay. I want to thank the crew. I want to thank the sponsors. I want to thank all the affiliates and the good Lord above for the opportunity to be here. Here's Paul Watson's bombshell report. Pedophiles rule the world.
So now Pizzagate's been debunked. That must mean that anyone who talks about the connections between paedophilia and people in positions of power must be a crazy extremist conspiracy theorist, right? Wrong. In virtually every major paedophile bust in every major country in the world, top politicians, judges, celebrities, billionaires, and other members of the establishment are always connected. Conspiracy theory? Okay, let's take a look. In 2008, financier Jeffrey Epstein, whose friends included some of the most powerful people on the planet, was convicted of soliciting an underage girl for prostitution. According to Fox News, Epstein, quote, allegedly had a team of traffickers who procured girls as young as 12 to service his friends on Orgy Island, an estate on Epstein's 72-acre island called Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Why did Bill Clinton take at least 26 trips on the Lolita Express, Epstein's jet, ditching his Secret Service detail for 5 of those trips?
A jet accusers say was equipped for sex with underage victims and was used to travel to Epstein's private island, nicknamed Orgy Island. Newly obtained documents show Clinton actually took at least 26 flights on Epstein's private jet to spots around the globe, though apparently not after Epstein's plea deal and jail time. On at least 5 occasions that they did travel together, Secret Service did not accompany Clinton.
You don't just dismiss Secret Service detail. Paperwork has to be filed. There's an accounting of why the dismissal. In this case, there isn't paperwork, and the Secret Service is not responding to the FOIA request.
Why did Clinton choose to continue his association with Epstein when, according to the Alliance to Rescue Victims of Trafficking, everyone within his inner circles knew he was a pedophile? Why did Epstein have 21 different phone numbers for Bill Clinton? Who were the prominent people Epstein reportedly blackmailed by secretly recording them with these underage girls? Who are the, quote, powerful associates named by victim Virginia Roberts that US authorities allegedly have on tape having sex with underage girls? Why did Jeffrey Epstein serve just 13 months in jail for his crimes? Were Epstein and his friends linked to another elite child sex trafficking network, one recently exposed by a woman named Kendall on Dr. Phil's show? Kendall spoke about private parties and islands where she and other children would be taken to be tortured and raped by high-ranking law enforcement officials, major sports figures, and top U.S. politicians.
My whole life I traveled all over the world and would go to some of the biggest events to meet clients and have sex with them. They were all extremely rich and prominent members of society. The man who owns me is smart and rich. He has connections with very powerful people all over the world.
Who were these people? Is she referring to Epstein's Orgy Island?
I can tell you that a very reliable source has confirmed to us that Kendall has in fact been trafficked, raped, molested, and severely abused by a very large, very dangerous organization.
In 2010, Laura Silsby, former director of the New Life Children's Refuge, was arrested for attempting to traffic 33 children out of Haiti. Silsby's lawyer and his wife were later arrested on suspicion of involvement in an international human trafficking ring. Why did Bill Clinton intervene to secure the release of all of Silsby's co-conspirators? Why did Clinton help get Silsby's sentence reduced from conspiracy and child abduction to just, quote, arranging irregular travel? Why were Silsby's charges reduced just 3 days after Clinton landed in Haiti? Why was Hillary Clinton interested in the case? Last year, former child actor and Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood said powerful figures in the movie business were protecting pedophiles. Who were these monsters that preyed upon children at Hollywood parties? How many famous faces are among the 100 active pedophiles in Hollywood referenced by Anne Henry? Are they the same predators who abused Corey Feldman and other child actors in the 1980s?
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around this group of kids.
Does this Hollywood pedo cult stretch back to the 70s when Roman Polanski was arrested for having sex with a 13-year-old girl before fleeing America? Why have prominent politicians and Hollywood heavyweights like Meryl Streep consistently defended Polanski, a fugitive pedophile?
Roman Polanski, I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
In 2012, it was revealed that British entertainer Jimmy Savile had sexually abused hundreds of young children for decades. Who among those in the British establishment that Savile was so close to knew about his activities? Who were the other masked participants in Saville's satanic ceremonies during which children were raped? Who were the other participants during another satanic abuse ceremony that took place on a, quote, wealthy London street? Why was Saville's connection with what MP Tom Watson called, quote, a powerful paedophile network linked to Parliament and Number 10, not properly investigated? How come knowledge of Saville's abuse of children was circulating as far back as 1978, and yet he remained free for over three decades?
Jimmy Saville, I think he's a hypocrite. I bet he's into all kinds of seediness that we all know about but are not allowed to talk about. I know some rumours. I bet none of this will be allowed out.
The fact that in 1978, at the height of the Sex Pistols explosion, there you are saying about Jimmy Saville, he was into all kinds of seediness that we all knew about, we weren't allowed to talk about it, I know some rumours. So you had heard the kind of thing that we now know about him, or or stuff like that?
Yeah. I found myself being banned from BBC Radio there for quite a while for my contentious behaviour.
Why did the BBC cancel a Newsnight investigation into the abuse that was set to air in 2011 after Saville's death? Was TV presenter Jill Dando professionally murdered because she was about to expose, quote, big name stars at the BBC who were involved in the abuse? Why was an innocent, mentally unstable man blamed for Jill Dando's murder and locked up for 7 years on flimsy evidence? In 2014, London police publicly said they believed allegations that, quote, a ring of prominent politicians and members of the establishment abused and terrorized children as young as seven more than 30 years ago and went on to kill three young boys. Who were these prominent politicians? One of the victims who blew the whistle on the abuse handed a list of VIP names to the police.
The allegations beggar belief. Young boys driven around London and delivered to abuse parties. MPs, police officers and other pillars of the British establishment engaged in depraved acts of abuse with children. And now the latest shocking claim. At least three murders linked to a network of VIP perverts.
An internal Home Office inquiry last year discovered 114 files on the issue had gone missing.
We're talking about the worst kind of crime committed by the people who are supposed to be running the country.
Why, after initially going public with their belief that the claims were true, did police subsequently close the investigation in 2016? Was it for the same reason that police shelved an investigation into the same Dolphin Square paedophile cult in 1988 on the orders of those at the top? And who was the Tory minister seen in a child sex abuse video handed to MI5 in 1982? Who were the 20 former MPs, government ministers, judges and other prominent figures who abused children for decades, according to former child protection manager Peter McKelvey?
There's been an extremely powerful elite amongst the highest levels of the political classes for as long as I've been alive. And I'm 65 now, and there's been sufficient reason to investigate it over and over again, certainly for the last 30 years, and there's always been the block and the cover-up and the collusion to prevent that happening.
Paedophile MP Cyril Smith abused boys for four decades and was protected by the British establishment. Who else are they protecting? Who protected the Pakistani rape gang that was allowed to abuse and traffic 1,400 girls in Rotherham for over a decade? In 2004, Belgian Marc Dutroux was convicted of kidnapping, torturing and sexually abusing six young girls, four of whom he murdered.
How was he able to kidnap, rape and murder young children right under the noses of the police in this modern European country? Was he protected?
Why did police visit Dutroux's home and hear screaming children in the basement, only to claim it was the sound of kids playing outside and then leave? Why were surveillance tapes showing Dutroux constructing the entrance to the dungeon where the kidnapped girls were held seized by police, but never viewed? Who were the high-level politicians that Dutroux named as members of the powerful network he was procuring children for? Why did Jean-Marc Connerot, the original judge in the case, break down in tears before speaking of shadowy, quote, figures determined to stop the full truth coming out. Who were the members of the government, Conoro said, were protecting the real suspects in the trafficking of children?
I don't believe that there is one person in this country who knows the full story.
Were these the same aristocrats involved in the abuse of Annika Lucas and other children in Belgium in the late 60s and early 70s?
And the children were the commodity, the highest, the most valued commodity, and were used for sex mostly. But there were a number of aristocrats that were part of this club who also liked killing children.
In 2010, numerous prominent individuals in Portugal were convicted for their involvement in the sexual abuse of more than 100 orphan children. They included a TV presenter, a governor, and a UNESCO ambassador.
Seven people, including a former ambassador and a former television presenter, face more than 800 charges.
Numerous other senior MPs and members of Portugal's elite were linked to the paedophile ring.
A member from that children's home took boys from there and procured them for paedophiles, for Portuguese men, who then took these boys away to other places where they were sexually abused. Many prominent Portuguese people have been implicated in this case. Those facts are confirmed by the court, so the crimes were committed. It's named names.
Carlos Silvino, quote, procured boys for a powerful group of clients. But who were they? According to former Secretary of State for Families, Teresa Costa Macedo, these high-profile paedophiles included diplomats and politicians, but only a handful of people were ever convicted. Why were most of them never brought to justice? And what was the identity of the elitist in France for whom children were provided for sadomasochistic orgies by serial killer Patrice?
All right, we're back live. The full report has a few minutes left. It's at Infowars.com. Video pedophiles rule the world. This is only part one of a 10-part series of mainstream news coverage. And you're just getting the conviction sections for you right now of what the media says doesn't exist or Salon says is no big deal. And you see the sexualization of children everywhere. So we're going to be striking back now every day with hardcore data and investigative reports and whistleblowers. Thanks, Dr. Phil, for being a good guy. We appreciate you as well.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
Never giving up. Stand tall. All right, I'm going to go to some of your phone calls in a second. The next head of John Rappaport coming up. But listeners say they want us to take on the globalist. They say they want us to take on the pedophile networks, the Satanists. We're doing it head on. And we have got them in an uproar, just full-on goblin assault of our operation, which is fine. We expect that. I feel guilty if I don't do this 24/7, quite frankly. It's just that I want to be effective and win. So pray for us, support us. Go read the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com on the products. Probably printed these out, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Just on iodine, our nascent iodine, our X2. It's about to sell out. Love this stuff. This is Michelle. I take 3 drops daily. I have a slight thyroid issue. When Dr. Group spoke about how this product is made, I just had to try it out and have used it ever since. As the time went by, I learned how utterly important iodine is in many other levels, and so I'm happy that I am helping my body and myself. 5 stars. And again, consult your physician before you take any of this, folks, but it is an element your body has to have. This is Eric, so consult your physician before you drink water, too. Better hair and skin, complexion, better mental clarity, just 3 drops a day, so easy. That's Eric. There you go. And Caveman is back in stock. Okay, let's go to who's been holding the longest. We got Joe, a real trooper. We got Jason in Germany. Oh, I didn't realize you were holding on your own dime, probably. Jason first, then Joe. Jason in Deutschland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. It's good to be back on with you again. Real quick, am I still on?
Yes, right. Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. You know, there's so many moving parts to everything that Trump has gone through, and I know that you in particular appreciate having complex things distilled down into their most basic essence. And I believe I have the ability to kind of do that when I analyze all these different things.
Yeah, he can't get his own people in, and they're ignoring him, and then they're going to run psyops against him, where it looks like if he doesn't go after Syria, he's for gassing kids because he thinks the public doesn't understand false flag attacks, so it's up to us to educate people. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. It's like everything that's going on right now, everything's a crisis. Everything is epic. Everything is huge. And I feel like if we're not careful, we're going to run the risk of treating everything like a symptom of the disease rather than treating the disease itself.
No, but don't you agree? We are in an epic historic time of global shakeup. This is one of those times of turmoil. I'm not just saying this, but sure. So what's the cause, not the symptom? I mean, what's the actual disease?
Okay. All right, so here's a quick quote from the movie Gladiator. I think totally sums up the entire thing and outlines the strategy that Trump himself actually needs to take. And that it's a conversation between Proximo and Maximus. Proximo was his trainer. He says, "I wasn't the best because I killed quickly. I was the best because the crowd loved me. Win the crowd and you will win your freedom." Maximus says, "I will win the crowd and I will give them something they have never seen before." That, to me, in my mind, perfectly encapsulates where Trump needs to put all of his attention. Now, check this out, Alex.
That's what Drudge said. He's got to use his charisma out front or be destroyed. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, but here's the thing. How is he going to do that? You know, I mean, like we were talking about all these different efforts to take them down. Who is easier? The question came to my mind: who is easier to take down? Somebody that's a very divisive figure, divisive character, or somebody who's popular? Right now, Trump is actually at his weakest point because he's so divisive as far as the American public is concerned. It's really his best defense against all manner of attacks from his enemies is to get everybody on his side. And I, so far, not to criticize Trump because I love the guy and I was really happy when
he
won.
But what does he do then? How does he get people on his side?
Well, he's got to throw a bone to the people on the other side, and right now he's got to go with the zeitgeist, to what I call the zeitgeist, which is...
Decriminalize marijuana? Is that what you want?
27.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Did I guess it?
Visit GCN Live.
I don't know what that prop is. Okay.